This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. There is no statute of limitations for prosecuting rape or sexual assault in North Carolina. An accused attacker may face trial at any time following a reported incident of sexual violence. That is not the case in Tennessee. There, rape must be prosecuted within 8 years. Aggravated rape must be prosecuted within 15. Sexual battery within 2 years. Tennessee is where Patricia Young was brutally attacked in 1994. Police collected DNA evidence from the scene of the crime, but it took them many years to pinpoint a suspect. The clock was running out on Patricia's case. But in a rare legal move, Patricia effectively reserved the ability to take her case to court at any time by essentially indicting the DNA of her attacker. And in 2009, 15 years after the crime, the man who assaulted her was convicted of attempted aggravated rape. Patricia Young is an attorney in Nashville, Tennessee. This morning she spoke to an audience at the Durham Crisis Response Center, a nonprofit that works to end sexual and domestic violence in North Carolina. And I'm pleased to welcome Patricia Young to the studio today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Will you take us back to that night in 1994 and tell us what happened?
That was actually early morning hours. I'd gone to bed the previous evening, read a book, turned out the light, had left a light on across the room from where I was sleeping so I could try to get up early. And something, I thought it was a cat in the house, landed on my head at the really dark hours. And I kind of turned over. I was lying on my stomach to shove the cat off and, you know, say, don't do that, and then saw this head floating beside mine talking to me and thought, that's somebody with pantyhose on their head. And at that moment, there's an instant awareness of rape. It's not a robbery. It's not a break-in. Nobody's there to ask you a question. There's only one reason somebody's in that position. And it was obviously he had, I don't know if he hit me, pushed my head, whatever. And then suddenly he was on me, much like a wrestler would pin someone down on a mat. My first instinct was flip him off of me, get the handgun that was in the drawer next to my bed, and shoot him. And, of course, that was pretty much a joke. He told me to put my hands over my head. I didn't. I actually pulled my right hand out from under the pillow it was under and struck him straight in the face, which led to him hitting me. And I'd never been hit before, so that was also a rude awakening. He told me again to put... He stopped. One blow. Put your hands over your head. I reached back with my other hand and tried to grab genitals, I suppose. I don't know what I was doing. I got his upper thigh and realized he has nothing on, which was another burst of adrenaline. He hit me again. Told me to do something else. I had begun to scream and yell at that point, and it became a frenzy of blows. He knocked us both across the bed, and we slammed to the floor on the far side of a queen-size bed and realized that I, somewhere in biting him, every time he would try to get my arm to come under pillows to reach my arm, the only thing I could do was to bite, so I did. He would put his hands all over me, stop for a second, then he would try to reach an arm again. I ended up biting out a piece of his hand. I was scared he knew I had it because I had to pick it out of a tooth, transfer hand to hand, and then I put it under the bed in hopes that someone would find it. And that's when I learned that strength wins. I really thought, I can fight. I'm going to fight this guy off and can't get the handgun. If you reach for it, he'll kill me. The beating became worse and worse because I wouldn't comply. We hit the floor and it all stopped because I ran out of gas. We were both breathing. You could have heard us, you know, way down the hall, just the heavy breathing. His hands started moving all over me again. He reached up to get an arm because by then they were not under pillows anymore. We were on the floor. And he had a rope in his hand to tie me up. And it all started again. I started biting and trying to push him off of me. He started hitting me and then something changed. I don't know what. He began to shake me by the shoulders. I'm still yelling. And it was saying words to the effect of, stop, I'm not going to hurt you. I want you to get up. He ended up telling me to get up. I don't know how I came off the floor, put me in my bathroom, said, "Don't come out or I'll be back." And I told him this morning the worst thing I did was before he left, I thanked him. You are so devastated and reduced. You go from who you are to nothing when you lose that kind of control of everything. I didn't know if I would die. I was sure I'd be, you know, he would do whatever he wanted to me. And somehow you lose yourself in that. That's the worst lesson.
And yet, through it all, you did manage to maintain enough control and enough of yourself, I guess perhaps as an attorney, to in a sense, collect evidence.
There was a lawyer brain working. I remember thinking, you have to remember everything so you can tell someone, coupled with, if you're here to tell anyone, coupled with, he's going to see me with my little piece of him and take it from me, and then I won't know who he is. Because DNA was new then. They were using it in paternity cases and domestic stuff to prove paternity. And I knew they could. If you've got enough tissue or blood or another bodily fluid, they can tell things about it. So I really wanted that. As it turns out, in 1994, they could only tell it was the DNA of another person. The TBI crime lab, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, reran it in 2000 and were able to tell it was a male. So just the progress from 94 till later.
Now tell us how you got the indictment without having an identity.
Our DA's office, I'd practiced criminal law in the early 80s for about 5 years and knew the assistant DAs that ended up with this case when it came in, but it was a police department coupled with our DA's office that they looked for this guy for years. 94 and they arrested him, 2008. I'm the first known case, but we all think there were others that just were unreported. They didn't want to let it slide, and Ohio had done something similar. And in 94, Tennessee was building a DNA database. It was the new stages of it, and mine was apparently one of the first cases on it. And with the crime lab personnel, Connie Howard, the personal crimes, which is adult sex crimes in our DA's office, they indicted him on all the cases that were going to expire soon as a specific DNA profile by number, which it maintained at the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and that was successful.
How was he later matched to that DNA?
By February 2008, there were about 13 DNA samples that linked to mine. There are probably others where he didn't leave DNA because he was very careful. But a barking dog that was in an RV with his owners started barking one night very late in the wee hours. The owner opened the door, and there was a guy dressed all in black with a ski mask who growled at her. They were visiting their daughter-in-law from Michigan in Brentwood, Tennessee. They called the police. A lot of these rapes were in Brentwood, and a young police officer, a couple of years of experience, went out, found a Jeep with a hot engine, nobody in it, waited around till they saw it driving, stopped him. The driver, he gave him a lame excuse about he'd been helping clean up at a party that turned out not to be true. He woke up detectives, and they started following this guy. They put a bird dog device on it. It's a tracking device used for a lot of drug cases in Tennessee and Nashville. And they followed him till they could follow him into a diner, let him eat, ran and grabbed his dishes, and kept following him till they got DNA back off of his knives and forks and spoons. And it was his DNA.
So he was arrested for another rape case.
He was arrested the night the dog barked at him.
Wow. Based on that DNA evidence that they got off of the plate.
Right. They said it is him. And as it turns out, I went and looked at my file before I came up here to talk to the Durham Crisis Response Center. They ran, my DNA was compared to hundreds of other DNA profiles from other states, from people reporting on tips that we know who did that to her, and probably through the years, but it ruled out hundreds of men. And then later, he's matched to the string of 15 years of DNA.
Now, I only have a minute left, but there was, in this case, he left. There was no intercourse in your sexual assault. He was not charged then. The defense team in John Burdick's case, he is the man finally convicted, said that it couldn't be rape because there wasn't intercourse.
I called 911 and said a man tried to rape me but didn't. And I was thinking of penises a thing, of course. But Tennessee has a penetration law that any penetration, digital or otherwise, and his hands were all over me, between my legs, pressed up against me, and the DA elected to proceed on rape. But I was perfectly satisfied with that conviction.
And it was aggravated attempted rape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Nobody knew who I was. I was beaten badly enough. People in my law office did not know who I was.
Are there other states now that are moving toward these John Doe indictments?
I hope all of them are.
Patricia, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Patricia Young is an attorney in Tennessee and an advocate of rape and sexual assault awareness. She was invited to the North Carolina area, in here in North Carolina, by the Durham Crisis Response Center, and delivered a keynote address at the organization's spring benefit breakfast. For more information about the center, visit durhamcrisisresponse.org. Just ahead on the state of things, new information about an old program in North Carolina that executed the sterilization of thousands of state residents. You'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.